My brain functions perfectly, giving all the enzymes and vitamins to my body that my body enjoys to act perfectly. My brain functions perfectly, giving all the enzymes, minerals, and vitamins my body enjoys to act perfectly. Yes, that's the way my brain has been designed to function. That's the way my brain has been designed to express itself in my life. My brain came with the package of my body to take care of all the functioning and all the actions. It takes care of the autonomic nervous system. It takes care of everything. And it takes care of it perfectly. Whatever is needed or whatever is desired by the body to function in a harmonious way, the brain brings forth into its experience. Now, the brain, as we are children, bring this forth. Our mother's bodies give us certain benefits, and we have these benefits, and we live with these benefits in a wonderful way. And then we start producing for ourselves. We start producing the enzymes, we start producing the minerals and the vitamins that are important to our body to function at peak performance. This happens quite easily and quite wonderfully. And this goes on for a number of years, and our bodies remain young and vital and dynamic. Our bodies remain beautiful and wonderful. And then we seem to change this someplace along the line. Even though our body was born with the capacity to produce the vital vitamins, minerals, and enzymes to express our young, vital, immortal body, even though that is how we are created, somewhere along the line, we were not given these minerals, or rather, we were given these minerals. Yes, we were given them. But then we start taking on other things which took the place of our producing the minerals ourselves. We took on vitamins. We took on foods. We took on things that we ate. And the things that we ate brought these vitamins and minerals and enzyme activities into our life. And as they did that, our body no longer needed to produce it. And when the body did not need to produce it, the ability to produce it atrophied. It ceased to be functioning, and we no longer received our vitamins, minerals, and enzyme activity from our body itself. Now, the enzyme activities are even being taken over by the foods and by drugs that we take. But that's not the normal pattern. Our bodies were created and designed at the outset to take care of all these functions. They did not need anything from the outside. Oh, they had what they got from their mother. We got from our mothers the basic fundamentals that are important to our body. But as these were no longer given to us, we produced them ourselves. And we produced them ourselves very sufficiently to handle whatever its purpose is to be. But then we started taking on all sorts of foods and all sorts of bodies, all sorts of animal forms. And with these foods that we take on the mental attitude in the food. Oh, yes. Food has a mental attitude about it. Food is a living substance just like anything else on earth is. And the animals that we eat, they are living substances and they have attitudes and they have ways of living themselves. And we are taking all of those things into our body. We're taking those things into our being. And they affect our mind, they affect our body, they affect us in very definite ways. And they affect us in ways that are not very beneficial oftentimes. The brain informs and calls forth the functions that it had been designed to call forth from the very beginning. It calls these forth and brings these into service. But in time, we supplement these producers with food, vitamins, minerals, and the body must learn to use inferior substances. Our body must learn to use inferior substances. Oh. Substances not created by the body itself, not created within the essence of our body, are different, and we might call them inferior. They are different. They are incompetent to accomplish what our body substances accomplish in minute portions. Just tinctures of portions of substances in our body take care of all of our needs. And now we're beginning to stuff in food from the outside so that we can take care of those needs. Well, now those needs will never be taken care of. They will never be taken care of by outer sources. And so, with that, the death knell of of humanity was born. Because we have stopped producing our immortal substances within us that give us immortal life, that give us eternal life, that give us power, that give us strength, that give us everything that we could ever desire or want. And because we're not getting them anymore, the body is slumping into a situation that it is not beneficial for it to be. We can return to our original purity and integrity, our original manufacturing plant, if we want to call it forth. Yes, we can. We can return this original purity and integrity, this original manufacturing plant that brought forth our immortal substances that gave us immortal life. We are designed to have that. We are designed to live forever in this body. We are designed to have this body be a fantastic body. The body can mutate according to what our desires are and our new circumstances, our new expectations of it. But the mutations are always for something beneficial, that is, they should be. However, when we put inferior substances into our body, when we give our body food and vitamins and minerals and things, the body no longer is going to service itself. It's no longer going to take care of its own needs. And because it's no longer going to take care of its own needs, the body is going to suffer. The body is going to cease to be its immortal self. It's going to cease to be its original purity and integrity. It's going to cease to be that which it is its most perfect nature to be. Because the brain no longer services the body in that way. The brain no longer brings to the body these substances. The brain no longer manufactures them and brings them out, because truly it did. Science has revealed that to us in many ways, how the body has revealed all of these things over time, and then it started to atrophy because it was no longer called upon or whatever. Science hasn't made a determination on that, and that's a subjective determination, and perhaps they never will make a determination on that. But what about you? What about me? Do we want to do this? Do we want to return to our original purity and integrity? Do we want to return to our original manufacturing plant and call forth our original vitamins, our original minerals, our original enzymes, all the things that make this body function as a perpetual motion machine? Oh yes, it can do that, and it does do that. A perpetual motion machine, eternal machine, going on forever. We're born with the capacity to produce these substances necessary for our body. And then we subvert our body by giving it supplemental things that are inferior to what the original would bring forth for us. Do we want to do this? Do we want to call forth our original purity and integrity? Well, if we want to call forth our original purity and integrity, we have to retrain our brain. It's not too late. No matter what our age may be, it's not too late. Whether we're just sub-teenagers or teenagers or young people or old people, it makes no difference. My brain functions perfectly, giving all the enzymes and vitamins and minerals in my body, giving it to them so that they can act in their ideal way. Do I want to have this? Do I want to return to my original purity and integrity? Do I want to return to my original manufacturing plant? Do I want my brain to do its job that it's designed to do here? And if my answer is yes, then that means I start working and saying to my brain, you are producing all of the chemicals necessary for my ideal body. I live in my original purity and integrity. I live with my original manufacturing plant. I live with the ideal that I am. And as the ideal that I am living in my wonderful, perfect body right now. And you keep saying this to yourself, and you keep affirming this to yourself. We were born with that capacity. Now let's return to our original purity, our original birth experience of having the ability to manufacture within us anything necessary or vital or helpful for our body to live an immortal body. We can do that, and we can do that right now if that is your choice. And I know that it certainly is my choice. Have a lovely day. You're born with the capacity to produce every vitamin, mineral, enzyme to express your young, vital, immortal being. Do it now. Call it forth, your original purity and integrity, and let it be who you are. Because truly that is who you are. That is who I am. And that's all that I care for my body. My brain goes far beyond that. It just goes far beyond that. And my brain jumps into many conclusions. And I want to jump in the conclusion that my brain and my mind are one and working harmoniously forever. Have a great day. And join me in this realization for yourself today. I love you. I love you. I love you.